99.9 Radio USA Pontoon from Little Big Town, 6:54, and we're at 7 degrees. We've got great music from Dierks Bentley coming up, but right now, let's get weird on the Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida man had to park his butt in the county jail after being arrested for getting drunk and parking badly. He parked in the parking lot behind the jail. Corrections officers got a report of a suspicious vehicle, and when they went out to investigate, they found Christopher Lindsay Smith passed out behind the wheel of his Chevy Impala with the keys in the ignition and the radio blaring. Deputies needed several minutes to wake Mr. Smith, who then rolled down the window and revealed a strong odor of alcohol and an open container of beer was in the cup holder. The man said he ended up there after dropping a friend off at the jail. He refused a breath test. He was hauled away about 20 feet away to a jail cell. And arm wrestling is not an Olympic event, right? Well, we might now understand why. No one would want to compete against the Russians because they play for some pretty high stakes. Two confident men, they are Russian, and they locked hands in an epic arm wrestling match. They had agreed that the loser would cut off his ear. The match went back and forth for a while and really ultimately ended in a draw. So rather than doing the smart thing and agreeing not to follow, not have anyone, you know, cut off their ear, the two drunks decided that they would each hack off one of their own ears, and they did. One of them severed his ear completely off, the other one only partially. No word yet on whether doctors are going to be able to reattach the severed ear. And one more for you. A pimp in Portland, Oregon, convicted of assaulting a man, was sentenced to 100 years in prison. But he says Nike is partially to blame. Sergio Clardy is suing Nike because the shoemaker never provided an adequate warning about the potential for injury caused by using Nikes as deadly weapons. He was wearing Air Jordans when he kicked and stomped on the face of a man he claims owed him money. Clardy claims that Nike should be liable for the extent of his victim's injuries and his resulting 100-year prison sentence. He's seeking $100 million and also wants Nike to be required to affix labels on their shoes, warning of the potential dangers of using them to stomp on people's faces. That, my friends, is your Weird News this morning at 6:57.
After 37 straight years as America's best-selling